Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTT. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTT. Announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTT. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, then give your name and location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Tonight, I'd like to recognize W2MJB, that's Mark, here in the ham shack with me. Then I have Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. Next up, I have Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI, and Bill from Anderson, KC4W. Then I have Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Jim, it's nice to have you join us. I think sometimes you listen on the radio, but check in by, anyway. It's nice to hear you, Jim, when you do check in on, when you're able to check in over the radio. But welcome to all those early check-ins. Good to have you taking advantage of that, that opportunity.
Foxtrot 4. Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeyoak, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short time tonight.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Honeyoak, KF4CKT. Thank you for checking in tonight, John. Good to hear you on the radio, and I'm glad you're able to listen in for a few minutes. All right, at this time, I'll go to Echolink stations. If there are any Echolink stations that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to let the Echolink stations know you're welcome to listen in. No need to check in. Just want to give you an opportunity from time to time as others join on Echolink that they can check in also. So, but you're absolutely welcome to listen in. No need to check in. So we'll go to our regular check-ins tonight. Monday night, we'll start with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Wendy, thank you for calling that. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FT, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Flat Town.
4HTP. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, Harry in County, North Carolina. Good evening, Wendy, and everyone else. So we'll stick around for a comment or two.
With the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Richard from Flaptown, KK4FTU. I always get a smile on my face when you check in, Richard. Thank you for your enthusiasm with your call. Then I'd like to welcome Harry from Cadler, KC4EZN. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. I'll have you down for some RAG 2 later. Then there was another station. I could hear a little bit of voice, but there was a lot of static on my signal. So if somebody can listen in and maybe do a relay, or that station can try checking in again, that would be great.
Echo
Charlie 4, Echo, question mark, India.
Charlie 1, Kilo, Charlie 1, Echo, India.
I'm still having a difficult time reading. Let's try it one more time.
Was Echo Whiskey India.
KN4HTP, thank you for that relay. So Kilo Charlie 1, Echo Whiskey India. Great, that's thank you. With teamwork, we can get that station in. I appreciate you checking in, and welcome. Thanks for being patient with me while we were able to get you checked in. So thank you very much. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any other stations in the group Echo Through Hotel, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check in? Please call net control. With the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and saying 73s for each one of you.
I hope you and Mark are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, CNN in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Always good to hear you call the net. I enjoy this. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Please mark us in and out, if you would. And everybody have a good night. 7-3.
For HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment.
HTP. KN4 HTP. Kindly check in Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo K4LWE. Larry in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Wendy, and everyone on the net.
HTP. Hello, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee, Joe and Taylor's, negative, negative.
This is KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. Next, I'd like to welcome Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. Thanks for checking in, Sid. Next up, I have Ryan, KN4LTO,
Not sure I got that one correctly, Ryan, so check back with me at the end of my list here. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife Donna from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Please say hello to Miss Donna Forrest and hope you have a good night out that way in Greer. Next up, I'd like to welcome Duncan from Asheville, KO4JKB. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Duncan. Then I have Larry checking in from Piedmont, K4LWE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. Hope you have a good evening as well. Then I got a Simpsonville station. I think it was George, KO4, and I didn't get the rest. So, George, if you could check back with me in just 1 second, that would be great. Then I have Joe checking in from Taylor's, KO4JQU. Thank you for checking in tonight, Joe. It's good to have you on the radio. All right, Ryan, can you recheck with me at this time?
KO4LZO, Quebec, Oscar. I am now back at the fire station. We had some training tonight, so I was up in Franklin County, Georgia. I'm now back in Stevens County, back closer to the QTA. So 73 to y'all, and thanks for calling us. Check.
Hey, this is Joe and Taylor's. It's going to be Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee, JQY.
N4 HTP net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for that correction, Mr. Joe from Taylor's, KO4JQY. I like to have my logbook as accurate as possible. I appreciate you correcting me on that. And Ryan, thank you for checking back again also. Ryan is mobile, KN4LQO. I knew I had it wrong, but I didn't remember which letter I had wrong. So thank you for checking back with me on that also, Ryan. All right, there was a Simpsonville station in there, KO4, I think it was, then there's a blank and an HU, but I'm not sure. So the Simpsonville station, if you could check back, that would be great.
KN4HTP, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Hotel Uniform, KO4KHU, Georgia, Simpsonville.
This is KN4HTP. Net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. George in Simpsonville. I think I got it correctly that time. And there was less noise on my signal. So, KO4KHU. Thank you for checking back and helping me get my logbook correct. All right, we'll give another opportunity for any stations India through Lima, that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or net control. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. And out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, ma'am.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and her husband Rick, KK4CMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all checking in from Piedmont. Thank you for checking in, Miss Lorena. I love it when you come on to check in on my night, so thank you for that. All right, next we have Mr. Pat checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Excellent signal as always, Mr. Pat. Thank you for checking in. All right, we'll give another opportunity for anyone in the group, Mike through Papa, that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
4HTP. Again, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
HTP. Kilo, Charlie 4, Sierra, Kilo, Delta, Larry. Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. Both in Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
TP. Please check in November 2 Sierra Uniform Bravo. That's in 2SUB. Jim in South Greenville. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board tonight.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And then checking in from Inman, KN4RJN. Thanks for checking in tonight, John, and I have you on my list for some RAG 2 later. Next, I'd like to welcome Larry and Miss Rhonda, checking in from Easley, KC4SKD and KG4AHS. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Larry, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Rhonda. And I'd like to welcome Jim, checking in from Southern Greenville, N2SUB. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim. Good to hear your voice on the radio. All right, we'll give another opportunity for Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Kilowatt, Foxtrot, 4, Romeo, Victor, Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea. For no traffic, no roundtable.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome JD, checking in from Berea, KF4RVH. Thank you for checking in tonight, JD. It's good to hear you on the radio. At this time, we'll take a moment to go to EchoLink stations. If there are any EchoLink stations that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4 ISG, Danny in Gastonia, North Carolina, Gaston County. 73 is on the net, and nothing to share, and no comments. This is KO4ISG, back to net.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Danny, checking in from Gastonia, KO4ISG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Danny. Is Gastonia the one that has the water tower that's painted up like a peach?
Net Control, no. That's not us. Big light blue water tower. Are you thinking about maybe Gaffney, South Carolina?
KN4HTP. You're right. I'm thinking Gaffney. Anyway, the water towers are pretty cool around here, so I notice them when I can. Anyway, thanks for answering my question for me, Mr. Danny. All right, we'll give one more opportunity for EchoLink stations at this time. EchoLink stations, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control. Net Control, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Lima X-ray KG4 ZLX Neil and Seneca by way of Echo Link, negative and negative. Hope everyone's having a good evening.
This is KM4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Neil, checking in from Seneca, KG4DLX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Neil. Hope you have a good evening as well. All right, we'll go back to the RF check-ins at this time, and we're on the group Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control, Kilo 4, Victor Alpha Sierra, Wayne and Malden, and also my wife, K4VTV, Kilo 4, Victor Tango Victor, Zavira.
4HTP. Please check in, Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray, K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We're just passing through, so we're negative and negative. Good evening to you. Thanks for calling the net. 73's to all on the net tonight.
Oh, please check in. Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Welcome, Wayne, checking in from Malden, K4VAS. Thank you for checking in tonight, Wayne. And he brings along Miss Vera, K4VTV. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Vera as well. Next, I'd like to welcome Steve, checking in from Paris Mountain, K4ZZX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Steve. Hope you have a good evening out your way as well. Then I'd like to welcome Alan, checking in from Piedmont, K4VKN. Thank you for checking in tonight, Alan. Then I had a station, I think from Easley. There was just a lot of static coming through on my radio, so I wasn't able to hear anything, but I think I picked out Easley. So if you'd like to recheck, that would be great, or if somebody can listen in and maybe give me a relay, that would be excellent as well.
HTV, that sounded like Fletch over in Easley. I don't recall his call sign, but that's who it sounded like.
With the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I did get you that time, Mr. Fletch, from Easley, K4YNG, what I wrote down, so hopefully there's no N in there. K4YNG. Fletch gives a call out to all his friends. Good evening to all his friends on the radio. So there was quite a bit of scratchiness in your signal coming through to me, and that's unusual for you, so I just want to let you know about that. But I hope you have a good evening, Mr. Fletch, and I'm glad you're able to check in with us tonight. All right, is there anyone else in the group Uniform Through Zulu? Uniform Through Zulu that would like to check in? Please call KN6ATP or Net Control.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on the net.
K KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to recognize Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XT. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. Good to hear your voice on the radio. All right, at this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
4HTP. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
N4HTP. Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike, Jim, and Taylor, be negative and negative.
KN4HTP. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Wendy. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HTP. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73's to you and everybody on the net tonight.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome David, checking in from Inman, KO4AOW. Thank you for having a good evening out your direction. Then I'd like to recognize Jerry, checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jerry. Next, I'd like to welcome Jeff, checking in from Taylor's, KO4BDM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jeff. Next, I have Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And thank you for all the work you do to help this net keep running smoothly. Next, I'd like to recognize David, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, David, and I hope you have a good night out there in Easley. All right, we'll go ahead and give an opportunity again for Echolink stations. Echolink stations, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Tell Mark we say hello. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. Kevin, I'll be over here in Fountain End. I'll be negative and negative. 73 of you and everybody on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Kevin from just down the road in Fountain End. KN4UBG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kevin. I will pass along your greetings to Mark. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or net control. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sure. At this time, I'd like to open it up to the next group, which is the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check in at this time is welcome to do so. Alpha through Zulu.
HTP, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Wendy, Mark, and everybody on the net. Wendy, sound like you got a good net going. Just check me in and out, please. Have a good week.
HTP, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walden, Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dan, checking in from northern Simpsonville, WB4FEE. Thank you for checking in tonight. I will pass along your greetings to Mark. And then I'd like to welcome Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Walt. I love your voice on the radio. Hope things are going well out your direction. All right, anyone else at this time? We're going all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Bravo for Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, a negative tonight.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Dan, checking in from Greer, KB4ZVM. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dan. It's good to have you joining us on the radio. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. The RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2. At this time, I'd like to check and see if Harry is still listening in. KC4EZN. How's the weather been out your way today?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Well, we woke up this morning to snow all over everything. I'm going to say it was an inch. It had the grass pretty well covered, and tree limbs were all nice and frosty looking. And by about middle afternoon, the temperature was in the 40s, and except for the shady spots, it was all gone, which is okay with me. That's not a bad snow. I can remember when I was working, I lived roughly 3 miles from where I worked. But there was a hill, actually I had two hills. I had to go down a hill when I left the house and go up a hill to get into my work. Of course, the opposite was true coming home. So I kind of liked the idea that it would start snowing sometime Friday night, and by the middle of Sunday afternoon, the roads were all scraped and semi-dry. But now that I'm retired, I just let it snow. Anyway, it was pretty, and I think the rest of the week's supposed to be a little warmer and a whole lot more sunshine here, but it's okay. We're just basically hanging out up here. I keep checking the websites. We are qualified for the vaccine shot when they get some more, and I know several people that managed to get through the phone line. They had one couple we know. Between the two of them, they dialed the number about 100 times. They got through and they got set up. But also not in a huge hurry. Somehow or another, standing in line for your COVID vaccine shot in line with a whole bunch of strangers, not real sure. I think that's a whole lot better than letting the crowd go away. But we'll see. Anyway, we're doing okay. I've been teaching merit badges with the Boy Scouts, and had a young man from the Transatlantic Council in my class tonight. And the Transatlantic Council is basically European military. Scout troops that are with the European military, and I asked him what time it was where he was at. He said midnight. Well, it was 4 o'clock here, so he's somewhere in the Middle East, right at 8 hours ahead of us here. And I also had a person from California, so it was a good time. We'll turn it back to you, Wendy. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. That sounds like the perfect snow to me to come down on the weekend and you can be in and enjoy it. I'm really kind of jealous. I think, about 51 for most of the day down here, which was lovely as well, but it'd be nice to get a little bit of snow a couple of times this winter, so I'm glad to hear you were able to enjoy the snow. That's pretty interesting. I had never heard of a Transatlantic Council for the Boy Scouts. I used to be a volunteer with them for, I don't know, probably 15 years or so, back when my son was young, and then after he earned his Eagle Scout, I stayed in with the Boy Scouts to just enjoy working with the boys. And And there were so many different topics and different interests. It was just, I just loved working with the boys. So that was what was the topic of your merit badge that you were teaching today?
Well, interestingly enough, it was backpacking, which the last four requirements are planning different length trips. The first one is like a little 5-mile trip in a shakedown practice, and the last one is a 35-mile trip, and you have to stay in, I think it's either four or five different campsites on that trip. It's kind of hard to do that virtually. That's one of the things you got to do real time. But also interesting is I think I've taught that class four times and had about 25 people in each of the classes, and I've actually had three scouts who turned in some other paperwork to me saying that they had completed the backpacking track part of the merit badge, and what they really needed was to sit down with all the paperwork, and there's a whole lot of detail about planning a trip, and you know, you have to notify, get permission and approvals, and you know, make the money, all the stuff that goes into planning like a week-long trip. They had not been through a lot of that, so their leaders are suggesting that they take an online class and get what I call the book work out of the way, because they already had the hiking done. And that was kind of interesting. I thought when I agreed to teach that, you're going to teach a merit badge that you can't finish. Well, these young men were kind of on the other end of that. They finished the walking part of it. They just needed the book part. So it's been fun. I'm also teaching personal management, citizenship in the nation, and communications. And that keeps me busy, y'all. Personal management's got a lot of paperwork, budgets. You keep records for 3 months. And we're supposed to sit down and talk about it when you're done. And that's time-consuming. But it's also really, I don't know, it's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding. I have had students from Hawaii to somewhere in the Middle East, I guess where that young man was. But it's a different way of doing the program, but it still works. And I got to meet a whole lot of scouts that I would have never met in my life, and had a conversation or two with them, have conversations, and this is all done by email with mom and dad, they didn't understand the process. So anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Wendy. I am trying to build into my radio a food coffee.
4EZN, this is KN4HTP. It's really nice to hear there's some boys who had already done the hard part of that backpacking requirement. That hiking can be, if you're the right person, it's easy and you love it, and if you're not, it's a tough one to get done. So, and I think a lot of times it's the paperwork that the boys need to help with the most. That was the case with the last two Eagle Scouts that I helped. It was the paperwork was the hardest part for their Eagle badge. So, Eagle rank, I guess, what it's called. Anyway, you dropped off right there at the end where you were talking about you were trying to set up your radio for something.
Yeah, I've got a new radio, and it's got a timeout function, and it beeps before it turns me off. And I was saying that I was trying to build a fruit pie sniffer into my radio, kind of like John's chocolate sniffer. So just beware and watch out, KC4EZN.
I like that. But now I know, because I heard beeping on my end, too, the two times that you were talking. So it kind of went beep, 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 beep. So that's good to know that that's what that signal means. I did make a blueberry pie. It's Mark's favorite, and so we've been enjoying that. I had a little slice of that tonight. All right, thanks for joining me. I'll take a break here and see if there's anyone listening in that would like to check in. We're We've all the way through the alphabet, anyone at all, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
We'll check in WA4BVW, Ken, near Landrum, WA4BVW.
Good evening, ladies. Please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha Kilo Golf. This is AK. I'm in Eastland. Hello, Mr. Ken. A negative and negative.
This is KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome a station from Landrum. I think I got Whiskey 4, Bravo Victor Whiskey. But I didn't get your name, so can you recheck with your name, please?
Okay, it's WA4BVW, Ken, over here near Landrum, WA4BVW.
N4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for that recheck, Ken. WA4BVW, thank you for checking in tonight. Good to have you join us on the radio. And then Mr. AK from Easley checking in and passing along greetings to Ken, W4AKG. Thank you for joining us, AK. It's nice to hear you on the radio as well. Is there anyone else that would like to check in at this time? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Want to thank Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, for the RAG 2 tonight. It's interesting to hear the, definitely about the weather. Like I said, I'm jealous about the snow, but also I'd like to hear how you're working with the Boy Scouts. That's really a wonderful thing, a wonderful way for you to serve your community, and I love hearing about that, so thank you for that. At this time, I want to check and see if Don is still listening in, KN4RJN. How was the weather out your way today?
4HTP. Well, cool. Probably not much different what it is over your way, but sun came out for a while, and it wasn't too bad, and the wind kicked up. So the guys came over to work on the shower again today and actually made some progress on it, and they'll be back tomorrow, hopefully, to finish it up. But in anticipation of our move, my wife is out buying more furniture so we can have more stuff to move. And other than that, my thiol bromide, colloquially known as chocolate sensor, appears to be functioning since it didn't go off when you baked your blueberry pie. So other than that, what's going on in your world?
HTP. I'm just dying over here. You're buying more furniture because you're moving. Oh, you just have the greatest sense of humor anyway. And I love your wife. I never met her, but I love her. Oddly, I did that too. So that's what makes it even funnier. But we got rid of a couch and bought a couch just before we moved. So, in my defense, we did jettison our couch and need a new one. Oh, that's a good one. You get me every time. Anyway, I'm glad to hear your repairs are in progress. I know you had finished up your preparing your stairs, and glad to hear the shower's underway. I don't know. Do you have any other things on your list of things to fix up before your house is on the market?
And the list is growing day by day, let's put it that way. Once they finish the shower, then I go downstairs to the living room and paint the ceiling where it leaked through. And then I've got another ceiling patch where the roof leaked through. I had a nail pop and it leaked through, so I've got to fix that. And then I've got to jettison about 6 tons worth of garbage. She's actually ordering a dumpster to throw stuff into. The pond will be delivered tomorrow, so we can start putting stuff in there. And, it just goes on and on. Moving is so much fun.
you've got a system down, though. So that's a good thing. Yeah, those water leaks are no fun. Mark was recently up on our roof replacing a shingle or a corner or something up there. We turned out the ladder we have wasn't tall enough to get him up to a safe spot, so he had to rent a ladder to get him up higher, and I'm glad I didn't know when he was doing it, because I would have been worried. But he's a very safety-conscious person, so I really, you know, it's just the regular kind of worry, not the extreme worry, like, oh, what are you doing on the roof? But somebody's on the roof, you got to worry about him kind of worry. Anyway, yeah, those ceilings, they got to look perfect. Can't have any evidence of any past water leakage, or the house just won't move.
Yeah. I'm hoping I don't have to replace the drywall, because that's... Drywall is not my favorite thing to do when it's upright, and it's definitely not my favorite thing to do when it's overhead, so I just should not do that, but I'm going to have to get up here and look at it, see if I can. And if not, then I'll have to call somebody smarter than me, or at least more talented than me, to patch that. And then, you know, just how we managed to accumulate as much stuff as we did in 3 short years, I have no idea, but we've got boxes that we moved here that followed me around when I was in the Army for 20 years that still haven't been opened, so surely there's nothing in there of any importance anymore, but we keep moving them. But anyway, so, yeah, the list is endless, and so we'll be running 2 households for a while, because this move is going to take place in stages. We're going to set up the house up there, and our house guest, old Army buddy that's living with us, is going to take over the house up there and get that set up. So we'll be shuffling stuff back and forth, and at the rate we're going, this could take years.
The deadline is when you move the bed. Then you've moved. You've moved to the new location when the bed is in the new location. But... oh, the move. I see this. I see a certain amount of dread with my next move, too, whenever my next be. Not looking forward to it even now. So I have compassion for what you're going through, for sure. How's that adorable dog of yours doing?
She's curled up in a ball on her bed there, just sound asleep and snoring somewhat loudly, but she... Yeah, I heard her. I thought she was growling a minute ago, and she was just snoring, but she's perfectly content where she's at right now.
Recently was trying to get my attention, and she came, and I was sitting, and she's a pretty tall dog. She came, and she just stuck her nose under my arm. So it's like she stuck her nose in my armpit, and then she just snuggled a little, and then backed out, and then did it again, and backed out. That was new behavior for her, but... I know dogs like smells, so, you know, I'll give her that. I'm not a stinky person, but obviously an armpit's going to smell to a dog because they have super noses. But that was interesting behavior that she's repeated a couple of times since then. So, anyway, dogs give us so much entertainment. So fun to have around.
Just get my dog to stop barking at every... anybody but me, almost. She still, you know, growls at my wife when she comes down, and our house guest will pet her and give her cheese and all that kind of stuff, and then when she comes down, she'll bark her fool head off like it's some kind of invader. It's like, you idiot dog, she lives here, you know, and my wife is the reason she's here in the first place. She was the one that saw it on the shelter's website and said, I know we're not looking, but look at this dog, and dog. So my wife is the reason she's here in the first place, and she still barks at her when she comes downstairs. So it's like, dog, she'll bark at anybody and everybody except me.
Your wife, that's so funny, still growls. Oh, and I love it that you're telling me that your friend's trying to get in her good graces by giving her treats and extra pets and whatever, and it's still not working. Oh, dogs are so fun. Have you had any bird sightings out in your backyard lately?
Cardinals beat the Blue Jays 3-1 the other day, fighting over a worm. But I've got almost a flock of Blue Jays hanging around out in this whatever it is, mulberry or crab apple or something. It's got those little red berries. And when it got warm there, they started popping out, and they were all over that. But they're still hanging around, jockeying for position and looking for girl blue jays, and you know, just they're all over there. They're almost thicker than some of the crows around here on certain days. I swear I saw almost a flock of them. There were like six or seven in the backyard the other day. And other than that, the Canadian geese flying over in formation, making a bunch of noise, heading whichever direction they're going now. I guess they're heading south. But and then I saw a crow out back the other day. I thought it was a pterodactyl. The thing was huge. But they're growing big down here.
The geese might be confused because this is south. This is south. They don't need to leave here and go south for the winter. But I don't actually know what their migration locations are. They probably really do go to Mexico or something, like something south of here. But it's funny to me to think, oh yeah, we're south. This is where the birds come for the winter, not where they leave.
Beheaded, you know. They're coming in, but it's still a little bit nippy here. Of course, I suppose they could be headed down to, you know, Miami or someplace. It's a little warmer down there, but yeah, I saw a huge block of them. The V must have stretched for, Lord, quarter of a mile from the looks of it, depending on the altitude, and I wasn't entirely sure about that, but it was a huge, huge V formation of them headed, and they were honking like crazy, and I know they weren't that high because I could hear them pretty loud and raising all kinds of cane, but they're interesting to watch, too.
About all the fertilizer they probably dropped down below, but I would have stopped to watch them too. I'm wondering, any, I guess the word might be celestial events coming up? Any new stars or planets or anything interesting going along those lines coming up?
Hey, would have to check on that. I was out with the dog earlier. There's just a little bit of a moon out there, and Orion's pretty easy to spot right now. The sky's pretty clear. I didn't grab a scope, but I could catch Pleiades, naked eye, and Orion was fairly high in the sky, and Sirius was out chasing behind him, and there may be there's a springtime meteor shower, and I can't think of it off the top of my head right now. It should be coming up late February, early March. I'm not sure if there's anything else happening in January or not. Let me check.
HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. While John's looking up some star or meteor shower events for us right now, I just give us a minute to check and see if I've missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. Anyone for check-ins, please. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, if you're listening in and you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. KN4HTP, KN4RJN. I don't know if you were listening in the other day when, I think it was Andy, that talked about how sometimes there were 100 people that checked in on a net. I know, I think Walt was listening in on that too, but I thought that might be a fun idea to give a, take a day or two where our goal is 100 and see if we can get everybody to spread the word around to check in on that night and see how well we do. What do you think?
Heard Dave talk about that before, that it used to, he remembers back when there was, you know, 75 or 80 or so checking in, and that would be something. That would definitely keep you busy. There is a Venus-Jupiter conjunction, February 11th, where they come real close together like Jupiter and Saturn did, that we watched. There's the Lyranids meteor shower is April 21st and 22nd, coming up in the spring. And they are expecting that to be midnight, unfortunately. We're going to be real close to a full moon about that time, so it's going to be hard to spot that one. But that's coming up, and there's a total lunar eclipse May 26th. Don't know if we'll see it on this end of the world or not, but... And then there's an annular solar eclipse on June 10th, but I don't think we're going to see it on our side of the world. But those are things that are coming up that I know of. There was a planetary trio formed January 8th to the 11th with, let's see here, who was in on that? That was Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, all clustered close together for a while in early January, but that's all I see on the horizon for right now.